Okay, so we're looking to start a new topic this week, which is Tosefes Shvit. So we saw the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's called a three shlavim in Shmita. Okay, there's the actual year of Shmita, the seventh year. Okay, that's a deraita. Then we have something called Tosefes Shvit. Tosefes Shvit, we had a machlokes in the Gemara. Is it also min HaTorah, or is it halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? Yeah, the prophet says, "B'charsh v'katzit tishbois." So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, why does it have to say that? We already know that you can't do malacha in the seventh year. So Rabbi Akiva understands that it's also talking about Tosefes Shvit. Before the year of Shmita, you also can't do Harisha. So it's a machlokes to show him with the other malachas also, but maybe it's only Harisha. I think like Harisha, other malachas, not for the moment. That is Shittas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, we use the drash of something else. It's actually for Shabbos to do with the Oymer, that you quote to the Oymer also on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah, you have to do it, as opposed to other types of tzira, which is there's no mitzvah there, you can't do it on Shabbos. Tzira to Oymer is an exception to the rule. According to Rabbi Shmuel, though, he's also masking that there's such a thing as Tosefes Shvit. Where does it come from? Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Okay, there's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai given. There was three things said at one time. The Gemara says, where is it? Yeah, Esen Tzir Tzara Hamayim. All three were halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, all said together, and that was Rabbi Shmuel's Makom. Someone said that? No. Okay. Fine. Then the Gemara said that Rabban Gamliel was Mevatel the Din Darabanan. Okay? There's a Din Darabanan. Okay, it depends on what kind of field it is, whether it's a field with trees or it's a field without trees, like for vegetables. The Din Darabanan is either from Pesach or from Shavuot, that's when you can't do it. And Rabban Gamliel came along and it's Mevatel. What it says is only Mevatel when there was no longer Tosefes Shvit. When was there no longer Tosefes Shvit? And what it says, because Tosefes Shvit is toiler on the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that these three halakhas were all given together, and the other two, the Nisach HaMayim and the Arava, are obviously only done in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara understood that all three go hand in hand. That whenever you can do the Nisach HaMayim and the Arava, that's when you've also got Tosefes Shvit, the halakha and the Halacha and Moshe Mitzina. If you cannot do the other two, then there's not halacha and Moshe Mitzina anymore. And in which case, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there is no din to Tosefes Shvit, at least according to Rabbi Yisrael. Okay? The Rambam passes that way, we go like Rabbi Yisrael, so we come out of that, there is no din of Tosefes Shvit, as man has said. Yeah? Unfortunately, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so there's no Tosefes Shvit. Why? Yeah, we say we're passing like Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah, it's not a machloket tonight. We've got a pesach. Okay, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Okay, so lachoya, if you just stop everything over there. So up until Rosh Hashanah, you can do whatever you like. Yeah, there shouldn't be any problems. Okay, we're going to see it, and that's not true. Okay, then we had another mission. There was a mission in Shvi'is. This is source number three. Yeah, that says, Ein noitin vein mavrichin vein makivin eves shvi'is hakos mishloshim yom yifnei Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you can't plant. I just tell you quickly what mavrichin and makivin is. Mavrichin is when you take an existing tree, you take the branch and you like bend it over from the direction of a knee. You bend it over into the ground and then sprouts again. And then makivin is when you take a branch of one tree and you somehow graft it into another tree. Okay. So, if you can't do those, the Mishnah says, Eres Shvi'is, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, okay, and if you do that, you have to be Oikred. Okay, so the Tanna Kamma holds 30 days. There's two other shittas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda said 3 days, and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon said 2 weeks. Okay, so they're telling us that the certain period of time before Shmita year starts, you cannot plant these trees. We're just going to work with planting at the moment. Okay, you cannot plant these trees. And if the Mishnah seems to make it depend on Tita. Tita is when the shoshim start take root. They take hold. Okay. Now, the Bartanu on that Mishnah, which is really Shitas Rashi in the Gemara, says that even though the Pashas Lashon in the Mishnah is that you can't do it 30 days before Shemitah, or 2 weeks before the Shemitah. I'm just going to work with 2 weeks. 2 weeks is the halakha. So, in fact, you can't do it 2 weeks before the Shemitah. It doesn't really mean 2 weeks. That 2 weeks is in addition to Tosefet Shviyos. Tosefet Shviyos is 30 days. So it's the 2 weeks before Tosefet Shviyos. So according to the way that Rashi and Bartanu learn, this Mishnah is telling us that 44 days before Shemitah, you already can't plant a tree. It has to be planted before. It has to be planted so it can be Nishrash, it can be Niklat, when Tosefet Shviyos starts. Okay, we're just going to speak out another Shitan. Then, Rabbeinu... And if I'm saying, there's none of that. The Pashas of Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is like that. It means the two shurim together. But anyway, that's right. So Rabbein Tam's Tasha on Shittas Rashi, that's how Rashi does it. Okay. Then, Rabbeinu Tam says, I thought that they can't be prepared. This is what a few questions, I only brought one of them over here. Like Meir was saying, that it's not the Pashas of the Mishnah. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam learns, no, that's not Pshat. Pshat is, like the Mishnah says, that it means it's 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, that's when you can't plant a tree. Okay, if it's before that, before 2 weeks you can, even though it might be into Sefer Shviyos, maybe you could do it, okay? You seem that you can do it. But, If 2 weeks before, that's when you can't do it. Okay, that's it, it's Rabbeinu Tam. So as was pointed out, it seems to be that Bezman Azeh, where there's no two separate spheres, should be totally Mutter again. Yeah? Again, where Bezman Azeh, there's no Beit HaMikdash, there's no two separate spheres, so it should be Mutter.
So 2 weeks.
Even one until Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? That's what the Choyer one would say. Okay? Again, don't leave this room or don't husk in anything based on where we're holding now. Okay. Fine. So, if a person has, there's one as there, so you should be able to plant up until Rosh Hashanah. Okay, comes along, the Ritz is on the Maharikum, said the Rambam said the same thing, someone says the Rambam also, that, you know what, we misunderstood this whole Mishnah. The Mishnah is nothing to do with Shemitah, the Ether. Nothing to do with Shemitah. Not a halakha in Shemitah. It's a halakha of Marisai. Do you know what happens? It's based on a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says that which is source number 7. The Gemara in Gittin says that at least we'll just work with it. In 7. Okay. The Gemara says that the Brisa Hanukkah b'Shabbat b'Shoygeg Yekayim. If a person did it b'Shoygeg, it's on Shabbat. Not Shabbat says in tonight. Yeah. If a person was noter the Shabbos, if it was the Shogeg, you can't. If he did it the Shogeg, you can keep it there. But the Mezi, yater. If he did it the Mezi, did it deliberately, then he has to uproot it. But over Shvius is different. Being the Shogeg, being the Mezi, yater. The Remeir. Whether it was done the Shogeg, whether it was done Mezi, you have to get rid of it. You can't keep it there. The Gemara said, the Gemara asked the Kasha, I don't understand why. They're both the Raisa. Shabbos is the Raisa, Shmita is the Raisa. Why is there a difference? Why by Shabbos, if you did the Shriga, you can keep it? Whereas by Shmita, if you did it the Shriga, you can't keep it. Yeah, what's the difference? Said the Gemara, you know what? We know that there's such a thing as Orla. Orla means if you have fruit trees, the first 3 years of the tree, of the life of the tree, you can't eat the fruit. And the fourth year, the fruit is kadosh. Yeah, 4 years kadosh, you have to go eat to the Beis Hamikdash, before you can eat it. You can't eat it. Okay, so when it comes to shmita, which is a yearly thing, then a person counts the person counts the years. Yeah, he's going to work out later in the fourth year. He's going to count that it's the fourth year now, I can take these fruits to Rosh Hashanah. They're not us anymore, I can take them to tonight. So the person's going to think, let's work it out. This guy now is 4 years down the road. This is the fourth year. Wait a second, let's work backwards. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, look what this guy did. He planted in the Shemitah. He planted in the Shemitah year. That's us. Yeah, or to the way Rashi explains. And he'll also come to plant in that year. So Chazal made a zera not to be. If a person did plant, even if he did the Shogeg, he planted in Shemitah, he can't use he has to uproot the fruit. Why? Because other people might come to make a mistake and think that it's mutter to plant in Shemitah. Because of Orla, yeah, people will do a festival and they work out that it was planted in Shemitah, and therefore you can't do it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So says the Ritva, says the Ramban, so what? We've got a similar thing by this mission that we mentioned before, the 30 days before. Why? Because when it comes to Ola, the way you count, how do you count a year? You count it in the middle of the year. Yeah? Okay, for Ola, that Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah for the chief with regards to Ola is Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, the Rosh Hashanah that we know. Yeah, Tishrei. First of Tishrei. Yeah, that is Rosh Hashanah. So let's say you planted in, Hanukkah time. Yes, yeah, so and that's about, maybe 6 months. No, whatever it is. Yeah, more than 6 months. Yeah? Is that a year or is that not a year? That's not a year. So at least the halacha, you need 30 days. 30 days is considered to be a year. If you have 30 days, that's a year. Okay. So if a person planted within 30 days of Shemitah, that doesn't count. That's not a Shabbat, so that's not a year. So you're, the first year is only going to be Shemitah. Okay? But now what we're saying, adding a little bit onto that, is that you need the Shemitah. It has to take root. So that's, we're going with the 14 days. So that you also need 14 days. So you, in order to be considered to be a full year before Shemitah, you need the 14 days of Shemitah, plus the 30 days of to be a year, that's 44 days, so you have to have planted 44 days before Rosh Hashanah. So if you planted 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, you can say, yeah, the Tita took place 30 days before, after 30 days, oh, that's 1 year. So the first year is the year before Shemitah. So I'll count, that's the first year, Shemitah the second year, the year after is the third year, and the year after is the fourth year. So no one's going to come to make to think that you planted in Shemitah. They'll think, oh, it's like planted before Shemitah, that's fine. But if it's within that time, and it's only being... And he's only being put in his fruit, yeah, in the fourth year, which is really you measure that fourth year relative to Shemitah, yeah, because he didn't have that 30 days of to consider a year. So then people will think, oh, wait a second, because obviously he planted in Shemitah. They won't realize that he planted before Shemitah. Yeah, they'll just think, ah, let's do our cash on backwards. Ah, that was the year of Shemitah. So you see, it's mutter to plant in Shemitah, and that's a problem. Therefore, Chazal made it zero. Okay, and that's why you cannot plant within 44 days before Shemitah. Okay, so again, according to that rule, what? Right, exactly. So that's going to be a big enough for me. According to this, it's got nothing to do with the etzem din of Shemitah. Absolutely irrelevant. Yeah? The actual halakhah of Shemitah. Yeah? It's a chashash. Because of Orla, that people will think that you're allowed, that this was planted in Shemitah. Yeah? They won't stop that you planted just before Shemitah. Yeah, because you didn't have enough time, you didn't get the full year, the 30 days to make it into a full year. And therefore, people would think that you planted in Shemitah, and they think that it's mutter to plant in Shemitah. So to avoid that, you are not allowed to plant a tree in that time, you have to be...
The only issue where it was five, the trees were
always five. Oh, very good, excellent, okay. As I pointed out, so according to this, all these things so far then is, okay, there's no Joseph and Shemitah, this man has that. Okay, so we've got something else, a new thing, a new Xeria because of Orla. That Xeria because of Orla is the quite early five two things, which is Orla, fruit trees, non-fruit trees, vegetables, other things, there should be no problem. That should be perfectly mutter. Okay, again, hold on. Okay. So last week we mentioned a story from the Mishnah Tinnah, which I'm just going to speak out again. Okay, he brings a riot from Rabbeinu Tam, from Rashi over here. Okay, that if we go with the chat of Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam held that it was mutter to plant within 30 days. Okay, mitzvah the actual there's no issur to plant within 30 days. Okay, yeah, that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. Rabbeinu Tam said that there's no issur. The only issur is the harisha, things which are similar to harisha, which are prepare the ground. Prepare the ground for the year of Shemitah. Things which are not preparing the ground for the year of Shemitah, there's no issue. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam held that it's the etzem mutter to plant in the Tosefta Shemitah. Okay. But yet, what does he hold? Yeah, according to his Mishnah, that you're not allowed to. If the Klita won't take place, if a tita won't take place before Shemitah. It won't take place 14 days. If you're planting within 14 days of Shemitah, you're not allowed to. Okay, so why not? What's the problem? There's nothing wrong with planting, you just said. You can plant within 30 days, it's fine. There's no problem of planting in Sefer Shemitah according to the rainy time. Okay? So why can you not plant it within 14 days of Shemitah? What's the problem? So it's something to do with the fact that it's going to be Mikla. The fact that it's going to be collected. The ground is going to... the tree is going to take root. It's going to take hold. Okay. So the minister sinner, based on what we said last week, says the story. Remember we said last week that the minister sinner understood that we know that there's a lois taseh and an aseh by working the land. There's a lois taseh. It can become lois taseh. Which is saying that it's talking to the person. You should not plant or sow your field. Okay, that's talking to the person. But he brought that the psukim talking about the aseh, they don't talk in the third person. They're not talking to the person. They're talking about the karka. The karka should rest. The karka should rest. In which case, it seems to be it's a din on the karka. Karka has to rest on Shemitah. I don't care whether you worked it, you didn't work it. The karka has to rest. If the karka, therefore, is doing tripa, is being mashish this tree, yeah, taking hold of the tree, that's an ism. That's an ism of Shemitah. So according to that, the Minchas Shina says, I understand exactly what Rabbeinu Tam is saying there. Rabbeinu Tam is great. Why? Because even though you didn't do any work on Shemitah, yeah, you did it before Shemitah, but because the ground is working, the character is working for you on Shemitah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's not allowed. The ground cannot work for you on Shemitah. So according to this, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and actually also then, the fact that the Kshita is taking place on Shemitah is the problem. Okay, and that's why it's Aser, to plant your trees within 2 weeks before Shemitah, because the Kshita is going to take place in Shemitah. That means your ground is working for you on Shemitah, and that's an Aser. That's an Aser. Okay, that was already that's the Mishnah. In one place he says it to his father, another place he was stuffing about it. But that's one Mahalat. The Mishnah Shoma also knows about that. The Rosh Hashanah Araba. That your character cannot work in Shemitah, and therefore you cannot plant within the period of time before Shemitah, where the discussion are going to be in Nikla.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Not the planting. The fact that they'll be there in Shemitah, you'll be in the bottom. This is also not yet everything. According to this, there's something to do with it. I don't have more. This point to the end of the Rabbana. Now, the time there will be the Rabbana. Yeah? I think Bismana Ba'is, there will be the rice. Yeah? Because your calf is not being shown. Yeah, the other one is some kind of zero. Yeah, there's order. There's a zero. And this is the. Yeah, Bismana Ba'is, this will be the rice. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't said any of my idea. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That, you're asking a good fara. Yeah. Which really the Chazanish asked. Shach asked. Yeah. Speak out. You're saying the fact that the tree is growing, let's say, yeah, on Shmita, maybe you should be mechuyev to be oikovet. And that you don't find anywhere. Yeah. So the matter that is, yeah, the kasha
of the
2 week
initial growth period is a special.
Yeah. I didn't have a clear answer
to. You should not start growing. It is what it means. Rest for length. You should not start
any growth.
He said that Shabbos is different to Shemitah. According to the Shabbos is different to Shemitah. That's what he's trying to tell us, right? That Shabbos, if you set things up, at least according to the way you pass, if you set up your cleanings or things to work for you on Shabbos, that's the same. You can set up your hot plate to be working for you on Shabbos, that's fine. Yeah? Shemitah was different. You can't get after it. Yeah, there was an intrinsic difference in Shabbos and Shemitah, according to this. Yeah. Okay, so if you catch that, I don't know answer
you. Yeah.
So just to repeat the question, Rashi Abangoda. The question that's being asked is, why, how can we allow to let your tree grow? If there's a board that your Aretz has to rest for you, how can you, anything which is in your karka, you should have to uproot. Yeah, that's the question that's being put. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So again, so that's the approach of the Minchus. Okay. My Chazal is trying to argue because of your kasha. Yeah. Speaking, you know that the things which grew by themselves, let's say on Shmita, also there's no thing to get rid of them. Yeah. So you see there. It doesn't seem to be doing the kasha. That's the Chazanish is the kasha on this way. Okay. Chazanish says that's not Chazan Rabbein Tam. Chazan Rabbein Tam is not because of Shmita itself. Chazan Rabbein Tam is there's an Easter within to set the Shmiz to get the ground ready for Shmita. Just like you can't do Chavisha, you also can't do something. Derechay, what you were saying, you can't do something to get to get the trees to start growing. Yeah, things which you're enabling, facilitating, and enabling something to take place on Shmita, to help the growth of Shmita, that you're not allowed to do. Therefore, to plant a tree within the period of time where it's going to be collect is utter. Again, it's not a din in Shmita, it's a din in Tosef Shvi'ah. And therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, Zman HaZeh, where there's no din in Tosef Shvi'ah, it'll be totally mutter. Okay, so it's got to come down. We've got a big one, please. It's Chazon Ish, Mr. Shoyna, Chazon Ish holds that at least for non-fruit trees, yeah, there's nothing wrong. We can see speaking might be all different. Hold on, yeah. We were just talking about trees at the moment. So a fruit-bearing tree, there, at least everyone holds you've got the xera. We pass it like that. We've got a xera because of order. You can't plant it within 44 days before.
Everyone holds
it there. Right? That everyone holds you can't do that. Okay, so. People will think that because you didn't have enough time for it to be considered to be the first year of Ola, so people will think that you actually planted it in the Shmita year, because that you're counting the first year of your Ola cycle as the Shmita year, so people think that you planted it in the Shmita year, and that and people will come to the matter that people think it's mostly to plant your tree. Yeah. That's by a fruit-bearing tree. Okay, a non-fruit-bearing tree was saying, in a machlokes. Yeah? Why? The Chazon Ish says that all the dinim Tosef Shvi'ah are not dinim the etzem in of Shmita, they're all dinim in Tosef Shvi'ah. Zman HaZeh there's no Tosef Shvi'ah, so it's mutter. Others said, argue on that and say, no, there's a problem for the land to work. If you plant the tree within 14 days of Shmita, the tree is now working, the count is working for your Shmita, and therefore it's up. Okay.
One question. This will make clear. I have a clear that somebody said. Right now, 2 weeks before Shmita, I make a lot of work on the lab around this tree. So what I'm doing? I'm doing exactly it won't have any effect next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
By nature, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
All of that will be months from now. So yeah. What I did I jump Shmita or not?
No. No, there only needs to be five.
But I have an advantage right now. Right now, without me doing this, this piece of land will rest. Right now, I did something that will be much harder because I get all tools.
Okay, but at least what we see is that the mixer to be put there, that's something that's up there. Other things, the backup might grow a bit more, that we don't find that we haven't found the problem. Just like growing the verses, okay, we haven't answered that fire. All you did is made it grow more. Growing more is not, it grows anyway. You just made it grow more. So you haven't answered the side of why growing is anything.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be alive, but in Shmita you take in water do something. Yeah. It just grow more.
Yeah, water in Minnesota might be okay.
Okay,
fine. Yeah. Okay, we're just going to mention some of the halakha mitzvot that they come out very quickly. Let's see what the time is. Right, okay. So, if you have a tree which doesn't have any soil around the roots, okay, and you want to go plant it, so they have to be done 44 days before. Okay, so my place is whether you need a test of the sign of after that, not getting involved now, it's based on whether you can count that the day that you planted, also as part of the third one. Okay, so again, a tree, if you want it planted for the first time, yes, it has to be niklat before, so that's either 15th or the 16th of Av. Okay, that's a tree. Now let's say
a fruit tree.
Fruit tree, sorry, thank you.
What about Steve?
Yeah, the story of the Okay. If you already have, if you have a tree which is already in the ground, and you want to move that to somewhere else. Okay, so here, if it already has a tikva, and you're moving it with the soil, enough soil that it can survive, that's okay. If you have not enough soil, or some of the soil falls off as you're moving it, or it loses its tikva, loses its tikva, whatever the word is, holding in the karka, then as if it's not there, you have to do it 44 days before. Okay. Okay. This is all before sorted. We're talking about sorted. To move somewhere else?
I think
it's all sort of the same thing. You're 100% right. Because of Ma'ola, you don't start again, yeah, that's why it's okay. So if it doesn't have the soil, if you move it with the soil, so then, yeah. Okay.
If it's in an upper chain,
So let's just quickly speak out this. We know that there's certain types of pot plants. You can have a pot plant with the holes inside or without the holes inside. Okay, Mr. Shem will discuss them sometime, but without getting too involved in the actual halakha of that, but. So if it has a hole in, then it's considered to be like the cow. Okay, if it doesn't have a hole in, so then if it was already niklat within the axis, within the pot plant, so then you are able to move it. So we're doing niklat, but it doesn't count for ola, because it's not considered to be like the cow. This is without a hole, without a hole, it's at least. Let's say midoraita wouldn't be chayav in orla, Therefore, you'd have to the cheshbon of orla will start now when you put it in the ground. So that would have to be at least 30 days before. Yeah, so you already have the niklat, but you still need the 30 days. Okay. Other nafkuminas are, let's say, he says if it's a non-fruit bearing tree or certain flowers or certain plants, other things like that, then according to the Tzaddikim, you can do it to Rosh Hashanah. According to the others, it has to be enough time for it to be niklat. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that now. There's different plants, different things, have different shiurim. Some things only have 3 days that we're not getting involved in. If you have any specific things that you want to plant, then either just do it before or come speak to me and I'll try to clarify for you what the halakha is by that. Okay, just the last point to mention over here is that there's an issur tzvichin which we're going to get to, which is that things which let's say vegetables, certain things which grew by themselves, on Shmita. Yeah, they were the leftovers from the previous year harvest. Things grew by themselves. So that we know Chazal asked. Okay, so therefore. You're not allowed to eat them. Things like these, certain vegetables. Even if you planted them before in a certain mutzadik fashion, it doesn't really help you, right? Because you still have to be oiker them. You start sleeping, you have to be oiker them. Okay, so you shouldn't plant these things either. Just before trees. Again, there's lots of halachas in September to discuss them. If it was planted before and you're only picking them on Shemitah, is it into speaking? Is it not speaking? That we'll have to discuss. Just the last point, not directly kashrut to this. Just Chazon Ish also points out that even though we haven't learned them yet, but there's lots of things that you are allowed to do in Shemitah because of Hesed. But whatever you can do before, you should do before. You should avoid doing work on Shemitah. So anything, even though there are hetayim to do it in Shemitah, but if you're able to do it before, you should do as much as you can before.